Blog Talk Radio.
Taim ukwa di songili, vakna di kuidelige drenge, di høyre nyken på havet skri, for di heb sovet i for lenge. Heim ukwa di songili, vakna di kuidelige drenge, di høyre den heien hun, for de er sovet i for lenge. Nyken han taler til styringsmann, vakna de koederige drenge, du styrer mitt skip på Kristeland. For de er sovet i for lenge. Jeg vil meg på Kristeland gå, vakna de koederige drenge, den vine jomfrua vil jeg få.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Wow, did that put everybody in a meditative space?
Was that wild?
Yeah. Welcome to the Mystical Mother Earth Show, special edition, New Year's Eve, 2011-2012. I am your host, Golden Hawk, and the lovely and enchanting Janine Kimmel is with us tonight. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Hello, hello. Thank you for that song. That was pretty amazing, and we'll talk about why. So thank you for playing that tonight.
Yeah, no, that is the new intro to the Mystical Mother Earth Show.
So beautiful.
It is exquisite. It's so funny because I was feeling kind of scattered, you know, right before the show started, and then just listening to that, it's like, you know,
that'll,
I kind of just dropped into myself. Yeah.
Me too.
So,
yeah, I'm really happy to be here. And,
me too.
Yeah, so welcome to everybody who's listening. And, we should talk about how special that song is. It's a song that I heard 18 years ago, 1993, when I began a training, and I found the magic gown in the training. And I looked for this song about 2 weeks ago and found it. And how perfect is it that, you know, we could have put it up a week ago, but it's circumstance, just whatever, timing is everything.
Yeah.
It just happened to be able to be played tonight. And it was truly the song that is embedded in me for my first initiation of the magic gown, which is the deep feminine nature. So it's so perfect that song played tonight for what we planned, you know, and what
for
a great
who we
beginning.
Are.
What
it's
a great
who we
beginning.
Are.
Yeah
right
so,
on.
Yeah, so it just feels like, to me this feels like, as it was playing, it just came to me that this is like a live initiation art.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
It's great. And I loved how it came together.
Yeah. So this night is, this whole day. I mean, I've been speaking to several of my friends. There's definitely magic in the air today. Everybody seems, well, not everybody, but many of the people that I'm talking to seem to be going deeply contemplative. I mean, earlier today I had some errands to do, and, you know, wanting to pick up things, and every time I wanted to go out of the house, it was like, you know, to start my movement to go out of the house, I literally would turn and, like, the plant would capture my eye, or the cat would capture my eye, and I was, you know, it just, everything seems to be speaking to me from a language deeper than just, you know, this dimension. It seems to be speaking to me from, as Janine put it earlier, just a deeper place, you know, a contemplative space, a place where rushing doesn't happen. Only we move through inspiration, not from desperation, but from inspiration. And it was really nice. I just kept breathing, and because this is a really big night for me.
Yes, it is.
it really is. And
but you know what's beautiful? Because I think the feeling that we were feeling and are feeling and have been feeling is that a process always starts much sooner than we think. So, like, we've been in the process already, and I could tell. I mean, I was feeling the same way. It wasn't that I was solemn, but it was, I could tell that I was deep in something, and, you know, I could feel it. It was very palpable to me, and I needed to be kind of quiet and alone today, which I was for the most part, and, you know, So I really feel that when the intention is set is when the process has begun, which was a while back, but it felt like it was increasing. And I even could feel a certain, not nervousness, but there's probably another word where it's like anticipatory, but it just shows you that there is something to setting an intention, you know, making a vow, taking a vow, and especially being witnessed by it, that there is a intensity to it, which is, it's a good intensity, and it's a that word I love, which is an amplification.
Yes.
So yeah. So yes. So that's what I think, you know, we were feeling, and I was feeling it. I was feeling it too when you called me. I was like, oh, that's good. I could tell her I'm in it deep.
Yeah, and you did sound it. You even sounded like you were, and I think it's beautiful because I think it's these are the tools that in 2012, you know, consciously creating our lives, you know, this is the gold that is available to us, you know, even today, because you know, it's so interesting because there are different points of view with, you know, like I'm getting married twice tonight. I'm marrying my higher self on the show with everybody through intention. And then afterwards, me and Scott are doing a soulful ceremony to, you know, unite our souls in the same manner, except I'll be doing it, you know, with another person. And it's so interesting because I was really humbled that when I put up on Facebook that, you know, by conscious choice, I choose not to do this, you know, through quote-unquote a government. This is this has nothing to do with the government confirming my love for Scott or my desire to wanting to spend, you know, grow old with him and spend the rest of my life with him. And I wasn't really quite sure how people were going to respond to that. And everybody, at least everybody on my wall was, they totally understood that, you know, one, a dear friend of mine, Barbara McRae, she was like, right on, Goldie, that's how I'm doing it next time too. You know, I mean, because for me, it's not about what it's not. It's not that the government's not invited into this. It's really about what it is. And what it is this is my intention. And my intention is really what creates everything in my world. You know, this is, you know, this moves mountains. This is, so I don't need the government to validate my intention to wanting to join with Scott. And nor do I need the government to validate my desire to join with my I Am presence. You know, the power has always been ours. It's just the conditioning has us believe that we need, you know, validation from whomever. I mean, you know, it always makes me laugh if I hear people say, you know, the Catholic Church won't let us marry in their church unless we do A, B, C, and D. And I'm like, really? Like, I mean, in my humble opinion, how audacious for somebody to say you can't become a union. And you know, I understand, like, you know, because you cannot talk about the subject and not bring up gays and lesbians who are fighting, you know, relentlessly to get the privilege to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it because it's being told that they can't do it. Because, you know, I definitely am one, if you tell me I can't do it, that definitely triggers something. Oh, yeah? Watch me. But I think there'll come a point in time where they'll recognize that, and I know that it gets them insurances, and I understand that, you know, once the law has been set, they can get all those legalities straightened up. And I think the legalities are important, but I don't think it's important that the government declare a union declared or not. You know, it's that's just my humble opinion, because nothing outside of me declares whether something is or is not for me. You know, and you know, this is a journey. It's a journey because, you know, clearly I don't have a job. It is declared I don't have a lot of money because I don't have a job. but it doesn't declare that I'm poor because I'm not poor, because I, you know, the wealth that I have and the friends that I have and my father, you know, it's so interesting because me and Dennis were talking today and I realized that everything I say, you know, the more I become multidimensionally aware, even me and Simon talk about this a lot. It's like the minute you say something, there's like three different explanations of that one statement, depending on the level of awareness or consciousness you're introducing it into. You know what I mean? It's like nothing can just be said as a black and white anymore, because depending on, are we talking fifth dimensional? Are we talking duality of third dimensional? Are we talking, you know, fourth
right.
dimensional healing, but in fifth dimension, everything's already perfect. You know, it's like everything has its place. So for me, you know, I'm getting married tonight. And I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm joyful. And as Janine put it, it's very healthy that to go into something, a commitment like this, to feel everything, that's almost the point of the experience. To bring in these feelings, because one of the things that really became clear to me today was I'm always talking about I'm expanding, my awareness is expanding, my clarity is expanding. Well, I'm also expanding my ability to feel different things and not to turn away because I am afraid. And, you know, expansion isn't just about thoughts and clarity. Expansion will also be about sensations, feelings, emotions. I have to go into the unknown and start exploring these things if indeed the body and the soul are going to stay congruent with the mind. So as soon as I got that, it made it just, you know, it was almost like, oh, okay, so it's okay to be nervous and excited, you know, and scared. I mean, I'm all of these things. So, that's okay. Experience all these things. Because it's almost like that's what every experience has. You know, it has just a chock full of experience. You know, and that's what our souls want. Our souls don't really care about right and wrong, failure, success. Soul doesn't grade our lives based on that assumption. The soul just loves when we have experiences, and the more we can explore a wide range of emotions and experiences and sensations, the better. So, you know,
that nervousness is a tip off that you're entering new territory, and new territory is the best place to go because that is an expansion. You know, I mean, if we're always in the same territory, you know, and we go, oh, we're, you know, I'm safe here, I'm familiar here. I should, you know, it's not really an indication that you're moving into a new place, a new growth, you know, and that
right
is,
on.
Yeah,
right
so
on.
So I always think that those are kind of the good signs of you're now in a great new place, and you know, and when you move into it, you're going to feel like this, you know, I don't know, like a release, because you've moved across the boundary.
Yeah.
You moved across that boundary. Yeah, and I was even feeling it about the call tonight. I could tell that this show had something to it that I was feeling. I was feeling this new territory feeling. And and it's so funny because when I was considering, I was letting like what I wanted to state on the show as my intention and my vow, you know, I looked at something that Carl Jung wrote, and it said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. And I thought,
wow!
I know. And I thought to myself, you know, bringing the unconscious up, you know, to the conscious, that's a real, you know, that is exploration. You don't have to leave yourself to explore.
Yeah, right.
Right. So I was thinking, well, no wonder. I mean, bringing up, it's a great day to bring the unconscious up and have yourself become conscious, because this is like, oh, fate has let me here. And it's like, no, not really. That's your unconscious. And, you know, the wonderful thing is to become conscious, and it's all sort of a harmonious, you know, flow or movement. So I was just thinking, hey, no wonder I'm feeling things, you know, taking an oath about bringing the unconscious to consciousness. I mean, you know, I've been doing that, but it's still, when you're talking about that, you know, it's more powerful. So, but it's very exciting. And I was feeling it. And then to have that song lead us in, and I don't know if I can portray the intensity of that first 12-day training that I did in 1993 in the desert, and, you know, knowing I was going out on a vision quest for 3 nights and 3 days by myself, and that was my whole intention, was to confront being alone in the middle of nowhere in the dark by myself, because the thought of it scared me. So look at the intention. In other words, what was I afraid of? The unconscious. So here I am again, 18 years later, with friends, and we're all doing that. I mean, we're all like beginning this new, you know, taking this vow and reaffirming our growth and our intention, and it's just like, wow, that's amazing to me. You know,
Janine, you are amazing. You bring such a quality to this show. We have a caller with the flag up, so I don't know if it's Peter or not, but I'm going to bring him on.
Okay.
Whoever just called in from Skype, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh, it's Peter. Hey, Peter Coyote.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, Grandpa.
Hello.
Coyote at your service. I'm doing all right. How about you?
Very well, thank you. And Janine is here as well.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, cool.
I'm fine. I'm very well, too. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. It's a good way to ring out the old years, you know, just talking with friends and laying it all to rest, getting ready for what's coming new here now, huh?
Right on. That's exactly what we're doing. And we're doing it consciously, you know, like, you know, I don't want to say fearless, but courageous. You know, in other words, even through the fear, bring it anyways. Bring it. Bring it. What is this 2012 going to do? What can it do?
Oh,
other
man.
Than knock us down. No, I'm joking.
It'll bring us up after it knocks us down. I don't think it's going to knock us down.
Well, and I don't either. But I, you know, it's so funny because there's so many people. You know, we are genuinely in such a space of anticipated unknown. You know, there's so much speculation going on and what's going to happen. And, you know, every time I go within, you know, I really just get, just breathe, live moment by moment, and know that whatever comes your way, you're going to be all right. You'll handle whatever comes your way, whatever, whether it's a tsunami or a, you know, or a little bunny rabbit, you know, jumping up, giving me a message. Whatever it is,
yeah.
I'm going to handle it. Yeah.
My vision doesn't include tsunamis. I've seen them, but I think we're fortunate enough to move beyond that without having to have all the disastrous paradigms happen, right? I don't see the movie 2012 as happening at all. I see
okay.
it moving into a higher state of consciousness, you know, and rather immediately, too. I mean, I don't think we're going to ascend tomorrow morning. It surprised me, you never know. But I think when we finally do wake up tomorrow morning or afternoon, as the case may be, we're going to be on a different level, in a different way. I think there'll be a new softness in the heart, and I think the people you greet on the street will be more open to you than they ever have before. I think we're making some pretty major steps even on this night, just because of the symbology, don't you?
yes.
Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
think, Janine? Yeah, share what you think.
No, I think that's true about the symbology and, you know, the influence that we're all feeling collectively. And I agree that I think there will, what I responded to, what Peter said, was the softening. I really
yeah.
feel that as well. There's a softening that I believe is happening, will be happening, and not necessarily the great disasters need to occur, but that there'll be a more of an awakening. So, I mean, it's already
yeah,
happened
yeah.
for many. It's already happened for many, but I think it's kind of exponential that, you know, it increases and, you know, it's contagious, which I love that word for this, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
And that, you know, the images that you posted tonight on the show, I think are so beautiful. Symbology for, you know, whether it was the cup that I had painted or the sun card with the pear. It just was such so much energy in that. And, you know, I was feeling it all day. You know, I mean, I was really actually surprised by myself going, wow, what am I feeling? And I could tell that this show tonight had a strong intention and was really supportive to people beginning, you know, I mean, to me, in some ways, it's an artificial timeline that, you know, 2 hours before 2012 makes more of a difference than 2 hours after 2012. But
right.
but I do think, though, that when you create this intention of stating these vows, and, you know, it sets a precedent, and I really loved that. And I was
right.
feeling it all day.
Right.
So,
and it's yeah. joyful too, and it's joyful, right? We're playing, you know, like we're bringing
joyful,
that imagination back
this,
in.
I started to feel this. You know, I'm silly and giddy in so many situations, but I was starting to feel this intensity today, and I was going, "Wow, I hope I can talk tonight." I was like, "I am so deep in it." I'm like, "Can I really?" But you know, I'm here and I'm talking, and I feel really good. But I was feeling this anticipatory kind of, you know, and now I feel. It feels more of a release and good, you know. But I was feeling it was intense for me for a while.
Yeah, well,
so.
I think that this year coming, 2012, is as big, if not bigger, and actually, in my humble opinion, it's bigger than
yeah.
2000. You know, this is, it's like humanity has been on so many levels conditioned to this year coming up, one way or another. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that the conditioning has to come to fruition, but we have been inherently and historically conditioned for this year. So now it's a question of, from, you know, integrity, when we go within ourselves, what are we going to choose? Are we going to choose, you know, the sheeple, or are we going to choose for ourselves to tap into the magic that is just as available if we just, you know, just slightly shift our perception from out to in? You know, that
absolutely.
That's
Choice is already made. The choice is the collective consciousness inside. It's kind of in a subliminal or a subconscious way, but the choice is already made. It's there, else we wouldn't be feeling this way. What we're feeling, the gradual awakening, the dropping away of the hardness, the opening of the softness, that's because we've all made that choice a long time ago, really, and this is the time we did it, even though it's now, it was a long time ago, you know? That's how choices are really made. We just follow the flow of the heart. Because it's the collective that's thinking and acting through us, as well as our personal being embracing that and expressing that as a personal being, you know? We're not so individuated as we've been led to think. So the choices are on a much different level than we've been led to think, too.
Right on. Bless you. Nice. Right on. So do you have any distinctive intentions that you are personally setting for the year coming in? Peter?
Oh yeah, we're going to ascend this year.
Right on.
And nothing else matters.
My adorable web guy just emailed us as Peter was talking, and he said, "Happy holidays. 2012 is going to be a good one. I can feel it in my heart." It's the heart. It's the softening, you know. I think, and I love what Peter's saying about it's already been chosen, you know.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
What?
Go ahead, Peter. Go ahead.
The softening is the opening. That's when you soften. That's when you open to the heart's lead. You actually begin on a physical level to reconnect the nerves between the heart and the mind so that the heart, mind, and soul complex begin to work in harmony. I mean, it's a much different state than what we've known before, and not many in humanity have ever achieved it. Yet, because one or two have, or a few, let's say, it's more than one or two, but because a few have, and the rest of us now have that opportunity open to us to open and to begin to see what we feel. And the feelings I'm talking about are the deeper ones, the ones that we put all of our surface feelings over the top of so we don't have to deal with them. It's that fear you were talking about, you know. We're afraid of the deep feelings, so we've covered them. But now that cover falls away. It's like dust, you know, and we begin to see. And, you know, not everyone's going to wake up this way tomorrow, but enough will that it spreads, you know. And that's how we temper this reality, you know. That's how we get through it without creating a billion disasters for ourselves. Because I've been assured since the beginning of this journey that everyone would make the journey. Not one person. When we come to the finish line, no one's left behind. Everybody steps across. And now I'm beginning to understand why they've talked in such terms. Because if one person gets there, it's virtually assured that everybody is there with them because of the nature of our interconnectivity. You know, we're like cells in a singular body. When the body moves, we go with it.
Right on. That's beautiful. I love it because I agree with you, and I also, the paradox is, of course, and we'll all experience that uniquely and individually as we experience it, but I agree with you that we're all going, some might go, down Route 21, some might go down Route 6, you know what I mean? We're all paths lead there, so, because for me, I'm noticing like there's four. I heard this today through one of George's talks, and it just totally resonated with me that there's four elements when we come to being human: the masculine, the feminine, knowledge, and love. And it would appear to me that as the masculine and feminine and knowledge start uniting, what's uniting it is the essence and the presence of the love. You know, that first we came down through a descension to experience a separation, and now as we come up through the ascension, the binding kind of, the glue that puts it all together and helps it all make sense is the fourth element of love. You know, that now that's where forgiveness can come in. That's where compassion comes in. That's where people start to understand in the softening of their heart that nothing needs to be healed or fixed or punished. You know, it just needs to be understood from the experience point of view that we went through a descension and now we are coming up through an ascension. And we all took the journey together, like Peter's saying, no one's, you know, the bad guy and the good guy. We're all everything. We're all four of those experiences, both poles included. You know, so, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you, Peter, and I think you express it beautifully. I really appreciate you calling in tonight and sharing, and you know, and always on Facebook. Your shares rock on Facebook. Very, very uplifting, very promising, and right on.
You're
I appreciate
kind.
It.
I appreciate it. You
uh-huh.
My
I'm
pleasure.
A bitch, too, trust me. I'm just in a good mood.
Not you. I can't imagine.
Well, you know, I'm a whiny bitch, which is the worst kind of. No, I'm just trying to keep it real here. Just trying to keep it real. But I do. I read your posts, and I like the uplifting posts. They do. I do. I just like them, and I love you, Peter. Grandpa Coyote. I think every Facebook page should be blessed with some Grandpa Coyote. Definitely.
You're so sweet, Goldie. But you do a rocking good job yourself, and I'm amazed at what's happening for you right now. I think we're really blessed to see such openings going on. It's just to me, it's a beautiful thing, you know. And
I think that
Facebook is inevitably leading to the reassembly of, you know, the spirit family, all of our little collective, now little sub collectives, you know.
I agree. Yes. Yeah, because it's connecting us from literally all. I mean, we are broadcast in like almost every continent tonight. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm in like Japan or China,
yeah.
You know, but you know, Norway and Canada, Spain. Several places, you know, it's just, you know, the nature of the internet, the World Wide Web, and, you know, it really is showing us unity through a technology, and, you know, as the love comes back in, I think we're going to understand the internet, that the unity is through, like you said, our sheer beingness. That's who we are, connected and interconnected to everything, everyone on this planet, as well as, you know, in our cosmos, so... You know, as we become aware of that, it'll reflect in our actions, reactions, and responsibilities. Because I'm getting a real sense. Oh, please go ahead.
I will make a little prediction that we will meet our star brothers and sisters very soon. I suspect in January. Mid-February, I think we will, because we'll be open enough to. You know, there's a major opening going on right now, as we've been discussing, and because of that, then I think there's a willingness to see what we would not see before. You know, we refuse to see, even though it's right in front of our faces. So when I say the star beings, you know, I mean our star brothers and sisters that come from elsewhere in our universe, but that are here with us as a part of our ascension, because they are our brothers and sisters, and in fact, in some instances, kind of like our Creator, not the big one, but in a subcategory. Yeah, they've dabbled with humanity as a part of our plan, and that's where we get a lot of our differences from. But anyway, so many of them are here with us, and we just refuse to see what's right before our face. You know, we will literally, when we see, like, encounter, let's say, a ship in the sky, a lot of times, our mind will block it out so the eyes don't see. That's how deep the fear has been, you know. But
yeah, no, right on. It's just like the Aborigines with the ships.
Base. Yeah,
pardon?
As you connect with that love base, then you begin to see with much different eyes, and the fear just evaporates. You know.
Well, and I think it is literally you are seeing with different eyes. I don't think it's literally just your eyes. I think our cells, you know, our energetic bodies. I've seen, you know what I'm saying? That all these...
The blocks fall away.
Yeah, really, because our whole being is capable of seeing things. It's not just... We've limited ourselves to the five senses. The eyes are the part that see, and I can tell you that I've had experiences with, you know, close friends and family where, you know, I can see what someone's feeling, and it has nothing to do with my eyes seeing it. It's a knowingness. It's the empathic aspect of me that can see feelings, you know, and we're all capable of this. This is not, you know, just the chosen few who have this. The animals are very empathic. The trees and the plants are very empathic. It's really just about, like you were saying, us coming into the frequency and the space where we remember that we're empathic, and as well as telepathic. But it's not just the mind. It is really the whole being, the whole physical being. I mean, you know, it's just going to be such an interesting experience. This next year coming up truly has so much in store.
Yeah. I've had many experiences where I could see with my eyes closed. I mean, you know, that does happen. But
right.
What that is like we're beginning to realize the connectivity. And that's an opening to it. It's not necessarily an essential gift or something special, like you say, that nobody else has. It's what everybody has. And that's just our limited steps into it. But at least we've been allowing ourselves to do that. So now, as we open up more and realize the true nature of the connectivity, in other words, how we're one in everything that is, and everything that is one in us.
right on.
Then there isn't anything can be hidden or anything that isn't known. And everybody is joyful about it, whatever it's been, whatever it is now.
Yeah.
Because we're ecstatic to be able to have experienced it, whatever it
is. Yeah.
Sometimes it really can. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. Hey, listen, Peter.
Conscious of that.
Well, and that's the whole, right? I mean, Janine was saying it early in the show. This is a time where the amazing gift that we're all receiving is our subconscious is becoming conscious. You know, that's right. It's really a remembering more than it is a learning. It's already in us. We're just becoming aware in us that we all know these things already.
Because it is
part of us. Yeah.
Yep.
Peter, we've got callers. They're lining up. I'm very excited that everybody's looking to participate. You are absolutely welcome to stay for the show and you know, chime in. I don't know what your situation is, if you're on the road or not. I'm just going to continue to take other callers. So.
You bet. I'm at home, and I'll just hang in here, and if you want to hear from me, tell me. I'll just hang here. Okay?
Oh, you rock, Peter. Thank you so much for sharing your presence. I love you, my friend. Outstanding.
We love you.
All right, I'm not even putting you on hold. You're good. So if you want to chime in, sweet friend. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Area code 703, you're on the air.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, who's calling?
My name is Daniel Michael, and...
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, how are you this evening?
Hi, Daniel. This is Maureen.
Yeah, we're all good.
Cool.
How are you?
I'm doing very good. I just got off work and chilling out on New Year's here in my place, and I wanted to comment on... Well, now that you guys were rolling a little bit after I called and I was listening, I'd like to comment on when you're talking about how everybody has these... gifts, or everybody has this potential to awaken to these other sides of us. An example I'd like to use is one of the things that got me into researching what you might call alternative spirituality was as a child having out-of-body experiences that were very vivid and very powerful. And the Baptist church I was part of was like, oh, that's, you know, not good, and so they sort of lost me at a young age. I'm not here to in any way, you know, insult Christianity. I'm just saying they lost me at a pretty early age, and I wanted to explore these spiritual technologies And I really think that everybody has these experiences. I think maybe they just lack a certain recall. Just like how some people are powerful dreamers. I think we all dream powerful. I think it's physically part of us as well. It's just that I think some people just lack a recall, like when he was saying, oh, you're looking and you can't see the ship because you're still in the fear-based mentality and you're going not to have the recall mechanism that has you recognizing that you had the experience.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
And the tricky thing of lucid dreaming, I think, is getting lucid. Once you're there, you can be trained fairly quickly.
Yeah. I've gone lucid once. It was 3 weeks after my mother passed, and it was still such a tremendous, you know, I was in deep, like, shit. Oh, my God, my mother's dead. I don't care how old you are. You are never old enough to grieve your mother passing, in my humble opinion. But the gift was because I recognized that I was talking with her, I was holding her, I went, oh, my God, I'm dreaming because you're dead. I couldn't be doing this unless I was dreaming. And then we had this incredible conversation of she showed me the cancer was no longer in her body, of course, because she was no longer in her body. And, you know, she came to me as her body because that's how I know her. But it was definitely... She came to me, I went lucid, and because of that, had a tremendous sense that, okay, awesome, mom is cool, mom's not in pain anymore, she's going on in her journey, and kind of giggling, going, you know, you were right about a lot of stuff.
Right.
It's like, right on, Ma, cool, as long as you get that now, it's all good, you caught up now.
Sure. Hey,
yeah,
never
so
do it.
Right, it shifted everything, though, and not just shifted everything, to this day when I tell people, you know, I mean, there are moments like, you know, I know that everybody, like we have these conditionings when our parents should be around, like when you're a child's getting married, you know, you want your parents around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in general, I tell people, you know, they're like, you know, do you miss your mom? And I'm like, no. You know, because she still comes to see me and, I don't go lucid anymore when she comes in my dreams.
Right.
I wish I did, but I don't. but I remember the dreams, and she's always, you know, kind of, you know, I got a guardian angel. She is aware of the things that are still veiled in my experience, and I'm at least aware enough to know that it's just a veil, like you were just saying, which is why I don't experience it. It's not because I'm not experiencing it. It's simply I'm not remembering that I'm experiencing it. And that is a huge insight to know. Huge.
Yeah. And some people would say there are techniques to, you know, engage getting past that veil a bit. And the more times you meditate and the more, and even, it doesn't even work for me. I mean, I'm a very experienced lucid dreamer and out-of-body experienced person. But there are long periods of time where it doesn't happen to me either. So, It's tricky. There are times where I really miss it. When I did, I was scared of it, you know, the floating out of the body, the thing. Now I think it's been, you know, 6 months since it's happened, and you start to miss it. Once you become comfortable with it, you start to miss it.
Of course.
Out there.
Of course, yeah.
And flying and all those other great things that happen in a lucid dream. I've told people once.
Well, you can fly without being lucid. I've flown but not been lucid. You know, of course, as I start diving towards the ground because all of a sudden I believe I can't, which I always do. I mean, you know, and then right at the end, you go back up and, you know, your stomach's in your throat and you're like, Jesus, that was wild.
Well, one thing I sometimes tell people that say they have that dream where they're a little bit aware and they can't get off the ground. One thing I always say as a real simple trick is just jump off of anything that's in the dream. If there's a chair, a rock, if you're on a building.
Oh, wow.
Jump off of it, because what will happen is you'll float, even if it's just for a little bit, and then you'll realize it's possible. And I, even to someone that was very, very not experienced,
that
technique worked for them. Just jump. Don't think about it. Don't think about, you know, don't flap the arms. That's the worst darn thing you can do. Don't start thinking like that. Just get on top
just
of something.
Jump.
on something. Yeah, on top of something higher than the ground. Just fall off the thing. If you're on a building, jump out the window. You know, now it could be scary because you're thinking, am I going to, you know, hit the ground? But it could be something small, a table, a chair, a couch.
Yeah.
I've had people say
yeah, it's actually brilliant. Start small so you know you can do it. It's Matrix, right? Isn't that the whole movie in The Matrix when they
exactly.
said, you know, nobody gets it the first time? I mean, because I've never hit, but I've been shot point blank in my head in a dream. Mm-hmm. And it was actually when I was working with a shaman from Ecuador, and it was so brilliant how, I mean, I got shot twice point blank in the head and recognized I wasn't dead
right.
in the dream, which, of course, transcends into the waking state that I can't die. I can die, yes. Goldie can die in the physical body,
yes.
But the voice that continued exactly like it continued in the dream is the exact voice that will continue when the body goes. And I think it's so refreshing once we start, you know, we will really start all living when we start letting go of the fear of dying.
Yes. Which leads me to another really good point. I'm glad you made that point, because a foundational difference between some of what people call either the alternative, new age, pagan, whatever the terms you're comfortable with, religions, and some of the other book religions, is the belief in many, many lives. Of course, the Hindus and the Buddhists, they believe in these things too.
Right.
And once, if it truly becomes part of your belief system, that you do live many lives and that you are reincarnated as another human or in another higher, hopefully higher form after that, it really does alleviate a huge degree of fear of dying that comes with, say, being, you know, a Southern Baptist as I was initially raised. You're just not carrying that around with you anymore.
Yeah.
If you accept it and if you really feel it and not just saying it. And to me, I do. I genuinely believe we live many lives.
So, yeah, yeah.
Like
I'm beyond believing that. I know it. I just know, because you can't get shot point blank and not learn that. I mean, and this can, like, we have a dear friend of ours, Susan, who she went through quadruple bypass surgery recently.
Ooh.
So she learned it from being on this end. You know, in other words, she was so peaceful around the idea if it was her time to go. Okay, I mean, because I think. You know, it's very interesting, of course, in 2012, you know, how we're not sure what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can be at peace with whatever happens,
yeah.
In my humble opinion, that's the mastery of this time. That whether whatever it is, I mean, I recently just found a lump on my breast. And, you know, that's a whole paradigm, boy. It's an amazing thing being a female in our culture now. And find a lump on your breast, because the dynamics that go into it are so fear-based, and, you know, it just sucked me into this vortex. But through my own awareness and consciousness, you know, I'm like, you know what? Okay, today I'm fine. You know, I'm getting married tonight to my higher self, to my boyfriend.
Oh.
I'm doing a lot of things that I don't choose to worry about something that in the now moment is just not precedent. And you know, most people say, well, how could it not be precedent? That's not to say I'm denying it. You know,
right.
there's a real fine line between acknowledging something but not just letting it take you over and overcome you, just in stride, you know. I'm doing, you know, I'm hot compressing and, you know, putting some stuff on because I don't know what it is. I honestly...
Right.
I've spoken to it. Pardon?
It's benign.
Right. Peter. Thank you, love.
Wow.
Thank you. Well, and
yeah.
When I spoke to it, because I have part of my ceremony tonight is that an aspect of me who I call Little Bump, Little LB, is coming home to be loved. And the home is me. And it is... As a responsible soul, it is up to me, and I share this as a template for all of us. As a responsible soul, it is my obligation to this aspect of self to let it feel, to open my heart to it, to her, because I'm getting the sense this is a part of a little girl part of me that felt very unloved,
mm-hmm.
and she's she was trying to get a hold of me through subtle energies, and when I didn't hear her, she goes, well, I'll get her attention. I'll show up as a bump. And when you look at life this way, the whole ascension is integrating. Everything is coming home to be integrated. And that's the love. It has to be expressed out to people, but the love also is extremely important that we express it within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because that the journey is really within ourselves. You know, everything else is, you know, water for chocolate.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
And what you said is very important, that you must understand that, well, it is within yourself, and that the stuff happening without, as they say, as so within, so is without.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, but what's really true and is really important is you working it out within yourself, both of the
yeah.
qualities, like you're talking about, the negative and the positive, for me to clarify.
Yes.
You have to
yes.
say, okay, I have negative things, and like you said, this thing can express itself into something negative. It's something that you have to work on. There's a reason
yeah.
it's happening. It's some would might even say it's a negative energy buildup, or some sort of energy buildup, even if it's not negative, that has to be worked on. Like you said, maybe it's this little girl thing coming out that has to express for the purpose, for your purposes in this incarnation.
Yes.
And we all have these things to work on. I mean, I have a ton of things to work on. You know what I mean? I'm hugely flawed, but admitting I'm hugely flawed doesn't mean I'm inundated and miserable about it.
Right on. All right, we need the applause button for that one. Say that again, my friend.
Oh, I said, realizing the negativity, how did I say it myself, doesn't mean I have to be inundated or miserable or depressed about it.
Right
it
on.
Just is a
right
natural
on.
Part of the order and a natural part of what I'm supposed to do in this incarnation.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to know these, you know, things and experiences and such.
Well, the only thing I would say is there's a remembrance. Doesn't it seem to, at this point, you were naturally having the outer body experiences. So the minute something paranormal starts happening to us, it's so easy to understand, you know, that there's more to us than, quote-unquote, what we've been taught by any institution, education, medical, religion, even
yeah.
science, you know. And yet, if you haven't had that personal experience, whatever that personal experience is, it's also understandable that they're just not going to – they're not budging from their five-sense reality that – you know, everything is black and white, and it's only about the, you know, plutonium solids. That's all that is. So,
yes.
You know, what I'm grateful for is what I believe is happening in the softening and of the heart and the ascension. People are having, you know, they are having the dark night of the soul. This, and it's funny because it's a dark night initially when our soul shows up, simply because it cracks the paradigm of the conditioning of what we believe reality to be. Reality was taught to us to be one thing, and the soul comes in and goes, no, it's much, much more than what you've been conditioned to believe, which initially can be scary, but after, you know, like you were saying, after you get a hold on it, a grasp on that there's still, you know, there's still an order to things, there's still an intelligence, and life is still benevolent.
Right.
Even if within that expanded experience, you're going to meet malevolent beings. The overall properties, in my humble opinion, of all of life is benevolent. We're here. There's a sense of, again, if you're not afraid to die, well, then, you know, threatening to kill me doesn't hurt. You know, you can't threaten me with that if I'm not
yeah.
afraid of it.
In fact,
so,
what we as people that believe in many lives would be more afraid of. Here's what I would – now, of course, if somebody's got a knife to me, I don't want to be stabbed, right? I'm not
no,
saying
of
I'm,
course.
Like,
I get
I'm that,
that
brave.
Yeah.
I mean, but of course I don't want to be. But on a deep spiritual level, I'll accept that, hey, this is happening, and I'm going to live another life. It's not all over. And so it is all for – what you were talking about, how it's inherently benevolent, and how I would say that is, it reminds me of a quote. I think it was from Wallace Wattles. Are you familiar with him?
Wallace Waddles?
I think it was Waddles was his name. Anyway, he was
cute. I don't know. He sounds like a cartoon artist or something.
I know. He was,
and he's probably
was
a deep spiritual teacher. I don't mean to insult anybody.
Oh, quite all right. He was early, like 1900s, and he used to write about something very similar to law of attraction in the 1900s. He referred to it as the law of opulence. And what he would say is, because the universe and everything is alive, its mission is to constantly recreate itself. It's sort of its mission. It's the mission of nature. Yes, there's death involved so that it can recreate itself and become life again. It's this constant. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not the first time that's been said, but it was interesting to hear that from someone in the early 1900s. Sometimes when I think of those time periods and into the 30s and all that, I think of sort of very industrial and gray. And so the idea of recreation, the universe always wants to be recreating and living and constantly living. Its job is to keep providing life, and it is ever expanding.
Yes.
There's another part.
Janine, take that over. You go from here.
Oh, no, no. What just struck me is that he was describing a very organic process.
Right.
You know, it just felt very organic to me, which is how life and nature and progression and recreation seem. So I was just feeling the organic part of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm enjoying listening, and I was just thinking, wow. When limited perceptions are lifting, it's when all the alchemy starts. I mean, it's just like
exactly.
And it just enhances. Like a movement. It's just momentum built from what I'm getting from what everybody's saying tonight. It just seems
well, and the beauty of everybody talking, which I'm also getting, is everybody has basically said. I mean, Peter didn't say it, but he said it on other shows. You know, there's an integration period here. The integration is. First it happens and we are frightened, and that's natural. It's, so don't shut it down because you're frightened, you know, because the flip side of being frightened is being courageous. And
being frightened or getting, you know, those are kind of tip-offs that you're moving in the right direction because you're moving into places unexplored by yourself. I encourage that, you know, it's like, oh, good, you know. You know, and yeah, and it's great. You
especially
know,
emotional fright. You know, where
well,
you know,
of course, but there, that's a great analogy, though, for you know the explorers of the past. You know, that was the physical, but yes, the emotional, the spiritual explorers. You're exploring yourself, which actually, you know, I forget who said it. It wasn't Thich Nhat Hanh, but it was someone I think in that religion
genre.
Or belief that he said that is the great, you know, that is the most challenging battle of all is to explore oneself. But I think that that always seems to me to be a positive sign when you're all of a sudden going, ooh, and you're nervous and you're scared because you're moving into a place of expansion where you haven't been before. And then the nervousness and the fear kind of subsides for a while. And, you know, it's like you met another rung on the ladder, so to speak, or descending, you know, either one.
Or an aspect of yourself. I mean,
right.
Like, little bump
right.
is an aspect of me coming home, and I'll know when I'm integrated, when, and it's not when it disappears, that because that's attaching to outcome. I'll know I'm integrated when no matter what the result that comes back from the doctor, if indeed I have to go to a doctor, when I don't care what the result is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely,
I just think it's there for the attention of what it is you need to look at or explore or come to terms with or include or love or, you know, so I mean, that's what Daniel, right? I think Daniel was saying that, like, what comes to us is because we need to look at it, you know.
Divinity. That's our soul. Exactly. So if we push that away, we're pushing our own divinity away.
We're pushing away what we actually kind of almost asked for, you know. So
exactly. Well, and if you're into intentions, exactly.
And I agree because I think that if people want to add reason to the many life quest, you know, philosophy, belief system, or in my opinion, reality, is for to learn lessons on our, you mentioned before, the descension and ascension back to a higher vibrating place, I think.
Yes, yes.
And on our way back, we're supposed to be learning stuff. And that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So to
yeah.
deny these things, even if they're scary, even positive change is a little scary. Like, what if a project is working out perfectly? And you're like, you want to pause for a second and go, okay, don't want to mess this up. Everything's going nice. You know what I mean? It could be scary even when things are going very, very well, like almost too good. And
that's true.
So that's true. We're meant to learn many lessons, be brave enough to take on what we're supposed to learn, and then to keep progressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with the open heart, the ultimate lesson is truly, you know, that all is perfect. It's never not been perfect. You know, in the dissension, we experience separation. In the ascension, we will then experience unification. And ironically, as challenging as it is, you know, on the world stage for us to unify,
mm-hmm.
my gut and my heart tell me when we were coming down the initial dissension, it was just as challenging to separate. You know,
that's
just
a great way to put it. I never thought of that.
Yeah, we're just experiencing it from the other end. We're just, okay, first it was challenging to let go of, you know, and
that's
yeah,
really good.
Right?
I really like that.
No, and, right on. Right on.
I will copyright you if I see. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, but, all credit must be given to the New Year's Eve show on the Mystical Mother Earth.
I have a show too, but I wasn't calling just to plug it, so I don't make any money.
Oh, feel
so
free. No, I don't either. Feel free. Plug.
Okay.
Plug.
It is Main Street Universe. We talk about lots of esoteric stuff as well. So I have one called Main Street Universe.
Right. And, on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Every Wednesday at
very
11
good.
A.m. So
Wednesday at
11?
All right. Maybe I'll check you out because, you know, in all this beauty that I'm doing, I'm also successfully unemployed.
Oh. I was there recently. Things are getting better, though. Things are getting better.
Right on. There you go. There you go. What were you going to say, Peter?
Oh, I was just amazed at all the happenings and how similar they are.
Yeah.
Everybody's been going through it, you know, everybody, you know.
Maybe. No, agreed. I agree. And I know that. And again, you know, it's kind of like what Daniel even said. We can do this, you know, I can be miserable watching my life unfold, or I can be in infinite trust knowing my soul is directing this whole show. And truly still, because, you know, I have a humble belief that you can have joy, not happiness and not bliss. Those to me are kind of words, they're trigger words for me. For me, joy is just the understanding of the wisdom and the intelligence behind all of this, even if it, you know, screws up my plans per se on this day. You know, there's still the wisdom and intelligence behind all of it that, for me and my beliefs, is benevolent. So inevitably, it's a little painful now, but it all makes sense when the larger picture comes through, and whenever that is, that it will. You know, I don't have a button I can push and go, okay, makes sense now. It's like, you know, there's points in the journey that I'm learning. The only button I can push is that I trust exactly what's happening, and I do. And, you know, I'm really, if you looked at my stats, I mean, shit, my life sucks. And yet, it doesn't. I mean, it really. It's all my ego stuff. It's all the ego stuff. All the stuff from the heart, like everybody calling in, people sharing. You know, because actually, we are doing a show tonight, Daniel, on setting vows and commitments to connecting with our I Am presence, or soul self, or higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some other callers that I want to make sure, because we set it up that if people wanted to express this on the air, it's a wonderful space to set an intention on a radio show.
Okay.
So you're welcome to listen in. You're also welcome if you wanted to, you know, write something up within the next hour and speak it aloud. You sound like a perfect candidate that would, you know, benefit from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
you know,
now.
You're welcome. Well, yeah, I didn't want to put him on the spot. I figured he might need a few minutes to write something, or if you have something to share, I don't know. You know, God bless Janine.
Yeah. No, it's
you
want
to? You're welcome to share now, or you,
Are you talking about an intention for now?
Correct. And the intention being based on being connected to that which is beyond our body.
I think I could make it very simple. My connection would be, as it's something I've been working on now for, say, about, strongly for about 2 years, it's always a work in progress. And in the history of my incarnations, as for everybody else, is my continuing one. But mine will be to let go of all of the doubt and the fear that I cannot accomplish my own natural destiny with my own natural abilities. Thus, learning the lesson, having the bravery to accept learning the lesson and overcome the doubt and the fear and the insecurity so that I can continue to learn and go to the higher level, because it's the doubt, it's the mundane world beating you down that can stop you from your progression. All those little voices, real and imagined, that can step in and then literally step inside and start to take control. There's always a reason you can't do something.
And there's always a reason you can. I mean,
exactly.
both sides of the coin. Yeah.
To me, it's about growing past the doubt, growing past the fear or any natural insecurity that may occur. So continued growth is...
Right on. Yeah.
Right.
Nicely done. On the spot, too.
Well, thank you.
We lucky. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay on. I'm going to put you on hold, but if you want to talk again, hit 1 to turn off your thing, and then 1 again to turn it back on.
Okay. Well, okay? I'll turn off, and I had a few other things I might do. But if you guys are still on the air, how long are you?
We're scheduled for 2 hours, but I'll go as long as everybody who wants to say their intentions live on the air. If it takes us past 10 o'clock, we're going past 10 because. You know, this is an important night, so that's,
So
I'm available for 3 hours if that's what we need.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to sign off and listen a little more and then maybe do what comes, you know, I'll feel it
out. Right on, no worries, all good. Thank you for sharing tonight.
All right, well, thank you very much, and everybody, and blessed be.
Right on.
Again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I know.
Almost forgot Happy New Year. Can you believe
Happy
that?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you're in the moment. It's all good.
Thank you.
Right on. You're welcome. Okay. Wow, that was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mr. Dennis Deitch is on the air live with Mystical Mother Earth Show. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Janine. I don't think we've ever spoken personally. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, thanks.
You're very beautiful and very well appreciated and very welcomed.
Thank you, Dennis.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And are you hearing a vibration when he talks, or is that just me?
Just a little bit, but I can hear him. But yeah, a little bit.
All right,
Dennis, you might want to move your mouth away from your phone a little bit. It just sounds like it's too close. I don't know. I don't know if that is, but.
All right, well, I'll try.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Peter still on the line?
Peter is still on the line.
Right
there.
Yeah, Peter, and me as well. I'd like to mention to you as well, such a beautiful spirit that you are, and choosing to be here in this time for us. You bring so much wisdom. And you know, so much beautiful energy and information. It's so much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you. We do try. It's just being there to remind everybody what's really going on inside of you. So what you're telling me, you're basically reading back to yourself, so thank you for being here, too. We love you.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Thanks. thanks, dear. And Janine.
Hi.
Hey. Goldie asked me to do something.
Okay.
And which I would like to express now. She asked me for vows.
Okay.
And so I wrote them down.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're honored to hear them. I'm honored to hear them.
Right on.
about to share. And when I mentioned this, one friend I went over this with was a little bit confused because she thought these were vows to another human being, a partner, per se.
Right.
And these are vows. And she mentioned to me that in these, I was mentioning them.
Well, read the vows, Dennis. Read the vows. Then they'll understand what you're talking about. Read the vows.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Because the friend he's talking about is me.
Oh.
He's just being polite.
Let me hear.
Yeah, read the vows and then explain what you're going to explain. They'll understand better once they hear them.
All right. Okay. And this is to my physical vessel, right? My ego, per se.
Okay.
Yeah. I vow to be true, to be whole, and pure. I vow not to allow others' energies affect me. I vow to hold my path to the best of my abilities. I vow to love you all in respect and appreciation. I vow to hold this and live this within myself. This is my higher self communicating with my 3D physical vessel. This is my offering to you all. I have to share to love and all that is.
Mm. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, now, and what he had shared with me is that it was his higher self talking to his physical self.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wrote my vows from my physical self talking to my higher self. And, you know, it really was exquisite, Dennis, that it's like, well, you went direct, you know. And,
yeah,
but that was why
that's
why I got so confused, because I was coming from, I was at the bottom looking up, so to speak. He came from the top looking down. I mean, and I don't mean that we're down. I'm frequency only, not, yeah, not value, not from a value state. Right. We are all valuable here.
No,
I just
beautiful.
Got that just now. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, right on.
Really beautiful.
Thanks. You know, this is
absolutely.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Janine, and thank you, Goldie.
I love you. You're such a combination of courage and vulnerability at the same time, and wisdom. And when you were reading it, I mean, it was so moving to me because it was so authentic. You know, I really could feel your higher self talking to you. It was really beautiful. Really beautiful.
Thank you, Janine.
Yeah, very moving. Very moving. Thank you. You know, tonight is a precious night.
It is.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
No, it is. And you know, and when Peter was speaking and Daniel was speaking, you know, it's an awareness coming to us.
Yeah.
That is so great, and available to us. It's almost unfathomable.
I love that word.
Yeah.
you're such a word whore.
No, you're so right, because I'm feeling it as well, what you're describing. I was feeling it too. There's an awareness mm-hmm. coming through. And I guess I knew that was coming today because I was feeling this depth of place that I was hoping that I would even be able to speak tonight. And I just kind of felt it, you know, and it is unfathomable because, or it isn't, but I feel why you're saying that, because I'm feeling that presence as well. And it's really, really like, almost like, you know, you want to say almost too good to be true, but it's true. So it's, you know, yeah.
Each person's a gateway for another. So we share these energies with one another, and one person might access this part of it, and one person might access that part of it. But we all share this energy, and when you feel it coming from another, you know, again, it's coming from inside of yourself, because you're there to receive it, you're there to hear it. You created it in that way.
Right.
You know, that's what makes a gateway open is your need for it to be there.
Right.
Your desire more than need, yeah.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing, however. This is something that's just completely beginning to dawn on me. It is the nature and extent of how interconnected we really are. I mean, we've given lip service to it. We've practiced a lot of it, but we really haven't known it until these days and these times. It's actually now available to us. We can actually open and see that which you call unfathomable, because it's coming from us.
Right on.
And when you mentioned that,
Peter. I love you. That's all I can say. All of you. You know.
We love you too. We love you, Peter.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's beautiful, Janine. It's beautiful. And Gold and I have spoken on this many times. This is the awakening and the quickening of our conscious awareness is so upon us. It's beautiful to see. And I'm enjoying it so much. And Daniel spoke on this a little bit in regards to dream time and lucidity. And Colby knows, we've spoken many times on this, dream state, dream time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Dennis is his name on Blog Talk is Dream Master. You know, he's lucid in every dream. I mean, every dream he's lucid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, of course, you know, for all us, you know, all of us, you know, really wanting to go lucid, they're like, wow, how lucky. But as everybody knows, there's two sides to every coin. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a blessing in that, and there is a challenge in that. You know, that like anything, there's both sides, and everything that, because I'm just starting to learn that it's exactly what Peter just said. Each of us have a piece of the puzzle,
yeah.
And it's unique, and it's specifically designed for us, and in my humble opinion, shines brilliantly when we're authentic about it. Not about it, but authentically own how, you know. I mean, I've got most of my wisdom through sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know, I didn't get my wisdom through, you know, being quote unquote the good girl. I went the bad girl route, but that's how I went. And you know, I still end up with the open heart, with the forgiveness, with the compassion. I'm still here. I'm still the loving being. And, you know, and I'm not ashamed of the route I took any more than anybody who took the good girl path should be ashamed of their route. It's just a matter of us all getting to where we have to go. Get ahead, Dennis.
Well, as you shouldn't be. And for me, this is a knowing, right? It becomes a knowing. And I mentioned this a few times. You know, we have thought in mind, we have feeling in heart, and we have knowing in spirit. And it was mentioned to me that this is the M that I am.
Mm.
And And that's what it is. And
all right, well, Dr. Seuss.
It's
simple stuff. Listen, I am that I am, Green Eggs and Ham. Listen, Dennis, I have other callers. We got to get to everybody tonight, love.
Okay, so.
Stay on the line, though. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Janine. Thank you.
And plug your radio show, Dennis. Plug your radio show. Where can people find you?
Oh, I'm on DTR, and I'm Dream Master One, and the name of the show is The Big Picture.
There you go. And it's on Saturdays at 3 o'clock. Check in, because some days he doesn't do it regularly, but he does it often. So Saturdays at 3.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
love.
Thank you.
I love you, Dennis.
Yeah. I love you too, babe. You know that.
I do know that. It's good to be Goldie. Okay, so we do have other callers, and I also want to get Janine and my own intention out. So, but everything's rolling beautifully. Okay, area code 506. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's calling?
Hello.
We sounded like glass things. Hello, hi, hey. Sorry.
Is it
what's
me?
Your name? Yes, we are speaking. I'm speaking to everybody right now. I'm just crazy. Can I ask your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard multiple persons talking. This is actually, this is Sylvan.
Sylvan! Hey! I've been listening for a while, so right on for calling in. Sylvan is from, he's from Facebook, and we had a dialogue going, and I wasn't sure if we were going to hear from you tonight, but we did, so that's right on.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm a bit jittery from the somewhat intense week, but, you know, still hanging in there.
Right on. The integration is going on. Go ahead, Janine.
No, I just wanted to say hello from Janine. And I know your name because I remember Golden Hawk and you having an exchange. I don't remember what it was, but I was like, oh, yeah, I know that name. So,
Yeah, last week because I was like, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Where are you calling from, Sylvain?
Canada.
Oh, Canada,
okay.
Right on. Okay, yeah. Dennis is from Canada, too. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to share? Go ahead. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say I had a pretty intense week compared to the usual, but I guess it's part of the coming into the unknown, as you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Involved it, a lot of fear, but I think I've seen that it's actually possible to kind of plug that fear into passion.
Yeah.
And actually, when that happens, it's almost like everything you kind of fear turns into a giant wardrobe, and you can just use your inspiration to like, oh yeah, that thing I was scared of, I can actually use that to my benefit now. So.
Definitely, I know that from firsthand experience. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
That's like that alchemy I was talking about when it kind of shapeshifts into like the gift.
Yes.
What was a fear you move through and it becomes something, you know, illuminated or gift or something, you know. So if you stay with it, it seems as though it kind of dissolves away from the fear that you were feeling. At least that's my experience.
Well, right, because I think, you know, and it's the key word is think. Most of our fears have been conditioned by, you know, the people that raised us, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically being in a level of consciousness where they just passed on their own fears to us. But these fears were really there's no application in the frequency that we're in now. The frequency, that doesn't mean the fears won't come up, but as soon as we start, you know, bringing our courage into it and facing especially the emotional fears,
mm-hmm.
they, the walls just, they're crumbling on their own, But it's what we want. You know, there really is, you know, tremendous benefits on so many levels, right? I mean, can you speak on that? Have you? And if you can, I mean, I'm you know, don't make it up. But I mean,
oh, why not?
Go ahead, Peter.
Why not? Go ahead, make it up.
Oh, okay. Well, make it up then. Right? I guess this is all about the imagination. Well, I mean, I just know that, like, I had fears of being alone, and of course, what did that produce for me? Several, you know, I have done several birthdays, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Days alone, you know, and because I was telling Janine, this happens to be an incredibly celebratory New Year's for me, and since I was younger, New Year's Eve, Halloween, and my birthday have always been very personal favorite days of the year, and it initially started when I was younger. You know, I was with all my friends and we were partying. You know, they were always good nights. And then I went through my awakening and they inherently took on a different, like you were saying, the wardrobe changed because these days of the year inherently became my biggest fears because as I became one with my true essence, it wasn't just about, you know, getting drunk and partying and selling cocaine on these nights. It was about aspects of me that had been separated in the descension that nobody else could fill those spots for me. So I had to go through several years of being alone in my pain as those parts of me came back.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think, because I told Janine, I go, I specifically wanted to talk tonight about, you know, this idea about being single on New Year's Eve. You know, I've done the dating service where, you know, you grab a date just so you're not alone on New Year's Eve, and you're looking across the table from this person going, I don't want to be here. Like, this is just, you can't just have a body. You know, what you really want is a soulful experience, and if the universe is not giving you another being at the moment to have that experience with, then it's time we flip the beliefs and understand the soulful experience can be had with ourselves. And that's always available to us. There's never a point where we can say, oh, I'm not available. Well, we're always available if we choose that as a priority to be available.
Speak on that.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. So if you're going through that, I truly can give as a testimony, it won't be forever that it's like that. And in fact, who knows what this, you know, it's not just us changing, it's also the planet changing and the energy coming into us and our placement in the galaxy. You know, never has there been a more powerful, constructive, unfathomable change happening within us than right now, that if we just assist our souls by going, hey, I'm going to at least give you some, you know, some airtime, so to speak. You know, in other words, I'm going to spend some time alone. If that's what presents, I'm not saying, you know, if you have a girlfriend, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm not going to hang out with you on New Year's Eve. I'm going to do some soul time. You know, meaning, but the soul has a way of when it wants you to dance with it, it starts taking away all the extraneous things that were not serving your soul. And so instead of that time only having, you know, the painful experience, what I'm trying to do is impart that there's a wisdom going on, that there's great, great potential to getting to know yourself and to finding the space of the one true relationship that is ultimately the foundation of every relationship we have, and that's the relationship we have with ourselves. I mean, that is the foundation.
I agree.
So I'm so glad you called in tonight, Sylvain.
Yeah.
So glad. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really glad actually to talk to you. You're kind of a big role model for me.
Oh, wow. Wow, namaste. Right on. Now, you just hit me directly in my soul. Because
yeah,
this whole radio
beautiful.
Show, yeah, that's what this show is about. Sharing my truth because I'm not ashamed of it. None of us should be, and acknowledging that this journey incorporates the joy, it incorporates the pain, you know, we're whole beings. Let's incorporate all of us. And then once we do, I mean, I can actually say at this point, I feel like I'm at a tipping point. I mean, I'm marrying somebody tonight. I'm 46 years old. I've never been married in my life. And I'm realizing it's not because nobody ever asked. It's because I had a wall up that said, I'm afraid of intimacy. And the truth is, I'm not afraid anymore. I mean, I have no idea how this is going to work or go, but I'm not going to let fear make it not happen. You know, I'm diving in. Let's marry our higher selves. Let's marry our boyfriends. Let's marry the cosmos.
That's awesome.
Let's all go supernova tonight.
I actually wrote a few things.
Oh, please share. Outstanding. Okay.
I guess, well, before that, I just want to say, like, I agree with you. And, like, I think before or what's happening now, at least for me, it's that kind of almost, it's like my inner passion for originality and creativity is kind of surfacing too much that, you know, all the stagnant thoughts are kind of like, oh, what is this? And they just don't know what to do until they kind of figure out, oh, you know, we can actually improve ourselves and, you know, be part of life.
Mm.
Right on. Right on.
Well, Sylvain, you got some really good times coming to you. There's an incredible opening in your life. I mean, it's already started in a way. The fact that you're even seeing those stagnant thoughts is a very good sign for yourself. But you're just about to step beyond what anybody would call mundane. I mean, you're about to take a leap, and I mean a good one. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to bless you. I mean, in a big way. There's so much you've held yourself back from that, you know, you're like a slingshot that pulled all the way back. When you go ahead, baby, you're going quick.
I love it. That's a great visual. Yeah, right on. We're going to call you Bing, 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 Ricochet Rabbit the next time you call. No, okay, so please continue. Yeah, Peter, you rock, babe. You rock. I love it. We're all sharing our gifts. This is awesome.
Yeah, I just wrote a bit because you asked for, you know, how.
Indeed, yeah.
All right, so I kind of like just scribble a bit, so I might read just a tad a little bit. Okay.
Nope, so, you read any way you want, my friend, any way you want.
Thanks. Life and my infinite self with which I experience this human existence. I may not understand our mysterious ways or why we are to experience all of this that it entails, including all the pain, but I also realize that the immense awesomeness that we will unlock will make it all worth it.
Ooh.
I wish and vow to open myself to us, to accept and commit myself to us, to have faith in us, as well as to transcend limitation, allowing our love to be infinite in its potential with life, which inspires us all to live with each other as ourselves and life. May we live in love. May our hearts be one and create wonderful harmony. My dear infinite self, have me as your husband and bride, as committed love. Thank you.
Wow. Sylvain.
Wow. So beautiful.
So beautiful. Yes, ready. We'll give this. You deserve the Sylvain.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sylvain. I'm even standing up. I honor that. I honor you, my friend. Oh, Peter, you were so on the money. God, so much depth. So much depth. Oh, that was beautiful.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you brought tears to my eyes. Yeah, you're messing up my wedding makeup. I'm joking,
so
love.
Beautiful.
I'm totally joking. That was gorgeous.
Thanks
just,
so much for
gorgeous.
Letting me talk.
Oh, my. Every time, anytime, my friend. Anytime, every time. Truly. Truly. I'm just leaving you open. You share if you want to share, and we're just going to keep, you know, keep moving on, but I'm not putting you on mute. You're part of the show. Definitely.
Oh, that's fine. Actually, I'm done.
Okay. Okay, well, then you don't have to talk, but if you want to, you can.
No, that's fine, but actually, I'm really, really thankful for getting to speak to you and get this message across, so.
Right.
Thank
on.
You so
right
much.
Right on. Ah, outstanding.
You feel blessed, brother. You feel blessed. Not
yeah,
blessed.
Right on. See, this is the power of us sharing. All of us truly are uplifted by all of us. The interconnectedness you were talking about, Peter. Oh,
yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Janine, I can't go after that. You have to go after that.
Oh.
Just before I leave, I'd just like to say, like, Goldie, keep being your crazy self because it's awesome.
Oh. So vain.
Yeah,
can you feel my hug? Can you feel it? If you can't, just breathe. I love you, sweetheart. I love you. We'll talk more. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right on, brother. Right on. My pleasure.
We're back to Christmas. This is Christmas.
Yeah, this is Christmas.
That's why I've been hearing jingle bells in my head all day long.
Yeah, it's Santa. Santa's caught in a vortex above Peter's house.
Remember what I said about the door opened because the room was so full of presents it couldn't hold them anymore?
Yeah.
It's like, that's how it is. But
that was amazing.
Well, this feels more like Christmas than Christmas did, let me tell you.
I agree. Right on. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah, indeed. It is Christ in Mass. That's what this
that
is. Christ in Mass.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But, you know, Golden Hawk, I always knew this about you, but when you talk about your past, I can't help but smile because I just say you were born a gusher. You know, you're just, I always knew your, you know, just your capacity for love. It's so huge, and I knew that, you know, and you're proving it over and over again. And I was like, she's such a gusher, you know, it's so great.
I love you.
I love you.
God
too.
Blessed me with you, baby. Yeah, you did. She did. She blessed me with you. This is what it's all about, because this is that harmony we were talking about Thursday night with Anthony, the world coming into harmony with it, supporting each other, you know, being like, you know, like we were saying, being the puzzle pieces, and it's all, you know, I don't know, I can just sense it happening. I mean, on a cellular level, it's really happening. We're really supporting each other, and changes are really happening.
It's to that extent where, like, if a butterfly turns and flies the other direction down in Africa, it affects everything and everybody. That's how interconnected we are. We can't blink an eye out of sync or out of harmony. We're just there. That's just the way it is. But now we're beginning to live it, see it, love it. Yeah.
And feel it.
Yeah,
I mean, for the empath, it's so nice to feel it. And it's genuine, you know. It's like, because we've been feeling, and the darkness is there, but at least it's becoming balanced in the love, you know. Because I'm not looking to eliminate the darkness. The darkness got me here. But it would be nice to get a balance of the divine feminine.
We're the rescue crew. We're here to bring the darkness along with us. We're not leaving anybody behind. Not anybody, you know.
We are spiritual EMTs.
Absolutely, yeah. Give me some CPR right now.
Oh, Peter, your heart is pumping just fine, my friend. God bless you. Okay, all right, Janine's up. Janine, you share your or please, will you share your
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yes. You know, one thing I would like to say is it's a gratitude. Before my vow, that I am so grateful to my connection to nature, and so I just really wanted to honor that lifelong love affair with nature, and I'm sure my higher self is the one talking right now. But you want my vow? You want me to do my vow?
Please.
Okay.
If there's nobody else on hold, that's.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you're not holding anybody up. I can sense you're
okay.
Not sure about that.
This
yep.
is for me a reaffirmation that I'm making tonight, that really occurred 18 years ago with the finding of the riverbed gown in the canyon that night, when in fact I knew I had touched an authentic part of myself, and it put me on a journey that was awesome and highly creative. And so 18 years later, I would like to reaffirm this vow who I am today, which is more mature and probably more courageous, but who knows? She was pretty courageous too. So my vow is, with courage and humility, I am dedicated to my authentic self, deepening my awareness and capacity for love. And that's it.
Right on. Right on, short, sweet, and to the point.
Yes. And, I let this just sort of come out of me today after, I was like, oh, capacity for love, and I really do think that's the way it ended was perfect, because that ultimately is what it is for me, is the capacity for love. So that's my vow, and that's my reaffirmation.
Right on, Janine. Janine, if I didn't know you as well as I do, I might be, why isn't there more? But the truth is, you have successfully integrated so much that your vow is in perfect sync with who you are. I mean, it does make perfect sense to me. It really does. And because I'm understanding, the more and more we integrate, the less and less we have to talk about what needs to be done. Because it just is. It's who we are.
Thank you.
You're very
Janine,
welcome.
Janine really means it. You can feel it. And she's very especially equipped for it too. Very especially. You have such a capacity for love that it's just phenomenal. Describing it. Yeah.
Thank
you. Can
you.
Feel it, right? You can feel it, Peter, because I can feel it as well. I mean, she...
I really... Arms right there,
yeah, exactly. It's very Divine Mother. It's very... And it's authentic. It's who she is. Since bringing her on as a partner in both radio shows, but just in my life, I tell everybody, I mean, I'm marrying Scott, but I'm having a love affair with Janine. there's no question.
What the beauty of that is that Golden Hawk stating that she's having a love affair with me, and me so fully accepting and loving that love affair that there's a two part here, because somebody can love you, but then you let them love you, and that's a very important part of it, and so it's been a great, two-way gate opener, fun experience, conversations that are so exciting and inspiring for me, and I'm moving to these new places of understanding, and it's just been fun, and so it's as much as she loves me, I love her, and it's the capacity to let someone love you.
Right on.
I know, you can love someone, and if they're not letting you love them, it's an interesting kind of not dead end, but the electricity or the expansion or the consciousness can really take off and have fun when you allow someone to love you.
Yeah. The dynamic when it's not mutual also it comes into play. Like for me, the whole, I'm going to heal somebody, or I'm going to, the whole rescue, somebody needs to be rescued, or things of that. And I know, because I've played in those dynamics as rescuer. And the truth is, you can't rescue anybody if they, because A, you can't rescue anybody, but also it's love. I think it, the more we love ourselves, the more we can love. We can allow others to love us. I mean, it's almost the exact
but to the depth you'll allow your own love in.
Go ahead.
No, it's a courageous act to let someone love you.
How wild is that?
Yeah, it is, because there's a vulnerability there, and there's a transparency. If you're going to let, no, I know it's something that I don't think people talk about or understand. But as someone loves you, you let them love you. It's actually, that's a really important factor, and you know, so that's what a really wonderful awareness has occurred with me. With you.
Right on.
You know,
yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Wow. That's deep.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But on a bigger level, too, we're opening up to be loved by that which creates us all, that which loves us all, because we really have limited that love as well. You know, we needed to feel the shame and the ignobleness of it, you know, the hardness, that we could appreciate that love. But now we make that next courageous step and open to receive the greater love, which is the higher love, the higher good of all. You know, talk about a love affair. Here we go.
Yay!
Pierre's popping. We don't just have popcorn here. We have Peter popping here. I love you, Peter. Okay, wait. I want to share my vows before.
Let's hear.
Just a minute, and then we'll close out. You know, our timing is exquisite. So
okay.
Oh, somebody else wants to share their vows too. Okay. All right. I'm going to let them share first.
Okay.
Area code 831. You're on the air.
Hey, I wanted you to share first.
Oh, do you? Okay, I'll share first. I'm cool with that. I'm cool. Who is this? You sound like we know each other.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I'll share first. You're not going to stay on hold though. You're on.
Okay.
So I will share first. No problem. This is my dear friend Ellen Krenz. I think she became friends with you on Facebook, Janine.
Yes.
Hi. Right. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. All right. I, Golden Hawk, am committed to living a soulful life in all my choices. I know that every choice I make, my soul is guiding me and creating my life. My heart will explore many experiences in depth that will bring clarity and balance into my soul. And my soul will celebrate my life every time I do this. This truth is my truth. In transformation and integration, in contraction and expansion, and through multi dimensions and multiple aspects. I surrender completely to the movement of inspiration as it shows up in my journey for all of us, including me, to go supernova. I am that I am, and so it is.
Yeah, I
have a science bend to me. I like the science aspect of it, but I do understand the heart must go in depth. It, as you know, we've got four aspects: the masculine, the feminine, the knowledge, and the love. And ironically, the love will bring pain. I mean, that's just, but only not to punish. The pain is the alchemy of compassion. I mean, that's where I'm compassionate to everyone that I speak to who has ever had any kind of sexual dysfunction, drug addiction. Why? Because I've lived it. So how could I, you know, it's easy for me to be compassionate there. Go ahead, Peter.
Oh, I was just chuckling at the irony of it. It's beautiful, man. Yeah.
Exactly.
Without having run that path, you wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't even know what rock and roll was. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You've
rested
yourself beautifully. You've been on just the right trees at just the right time, and you're harvesting beautifully. Goldie, you couldn't have done that. You know, it's awesome, and I'm glad to hear your vows. That's so sweet.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Yeah. Now, Ellen, did you write something for tonight? Did you write a vow for tonight or an intention?
I did.
Okay.
Right.
You ready?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you for sharing all you guys been sharing. Okay, here goes. Dear heart, always and forever present, you are my life, my lifeline, my song, my favorite dance, my ever-present love. Together we take in, breathe in life. Together we fertilize the moments, open, allowing, present, awareness, being. Whenever I find myself lost, you help to ever so gently guide me back to truth. I trust your empowering, all-encompassing love. You're always present, inviting me to be aware, carefree, childlike. I am forever thankful for your reflection within everything, within everyone I meet, within each moment. Hold my hand, as I will continue to hold yours, listening, feeling, sharing, touching, sensing, embracing, allowing, being with what is, loving what is, learning and growing together. Love is now, nowhere else. I love you. The end.
Wow. Alan, that was very beautiful. Wow.
My heart, can you tell?
Yeah, I could. I could feel it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I felt the last I love you. I really felt it. Like, it went right in my chest, like a tingling.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's when you know it's a soul connection.
Oh, you invited me a couple of days ago, and I've been reflecting on it, and I was listening to, you know, I've been having some resistance, and it's like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? And then I got what my higher self is to me, and I said, so honor that. That's my heart and my inner divine child, and that's where she lives.
Yeah,
her inner child. That was great.
Yeah, and the beauty is to know you can't get it wrong, love. You can't get it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, from that space, there is no wrong down here. There's experiences.
There's feeling like my higher self was outside of me, and I wanted to be what was within with what was within me.
Right on. That's a huge perceptional key. Huge.
Yeah.
That's right on. Just so you know, Peter's call dropped, and I have a feeling it was a Skype issue. Otherwise, he would be commenting. I know he would.
But his call dropped. Oh, okay. It sounded like.
Yeah, just so you wouldn't. Yeah, I didn't want you to be like, oh, you know, how come Peter didn't say anything? If he was here, if he calls back, he'll definitely come on. You know, I just wanted you to know that. I wanted the facts straight, okay?
Yeah.
because I know you know Peter and you're, you know, so I just wanted you to know that. So me and Janine will gush on you. As only me and Janine can do. No, that was beautiful, Ellen. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah,
truly.
Well, it was so beautiful that whatever resistance you were feeling, it you delivered it so beautifully.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I love the power of coming together and sharing in a common vow.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, wow, I'm not going to be doing this all by myself. I'm going to be doing it together with others.
Yeah, Dennis, you're back on, baby. I saw you wanted to say something. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey.
I thought you left me alone there for a bit.
No, oh. I saw you. I saw you. It's because you have your own radio show. Sometimes I'm like, we got to let the people who don't have their own radio shows talk.
No, I understand.
Okay, but share. This is a sharing moment, please.
Too much. The caller on the line is Elizabeth?
Ellen.
Ellen. Yeah, Ellen, that was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Is this Mr. Canada?
Yes.
Mr. Canada, yeah.
I also have appreciated what you've shared in your energy, and I'm part Canadian, so I'm really glad we have this chance to say hello.
Well, hello.
Right.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New You.
Oh, I like that, right? New You. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to coin that. That's how I'm going to say it from now on Facebook. Happy New You.
Happy New
Year. Yeah. Happy New You. Right on.
No, that
right
was
on.
That was absolutely gorgeous. Ellen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, when did you write that?
Earlier today.
Right. That came out from yourself in such a pure and true manner, and is very appreciated. The way that you were able to express that. Not many people can do that.
Right on.
Yeah. Beautiful, Ellen.
So much.
This whole show was beautiful. Look at everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's New Year's Eve. We are literally New Year's Eve. And depending on where we are in the country, either we're a couple hours away or we're 5 hours away. But it's like, you know, we are coming into the year 2012. If there was ever a happy new you potential, we're living it. Literally.
Yeah.
In our moment, in our right now moment, you know, this is extraordinary that you know, I love the idea that, you know, the inspiration came to do the show. And, I mean, me and Janine, when we talk, when we're off air, we love when people call in. And we just basically had essentially 2 hours worth of people calling in. I mean, extraordinary.
That was. It was so meaningful and fun, and you know, I do know that when you state your vows or intentions or make some comment, that's what I've been feeling all along doing radio with Golden Hawk. So it's so much fun when people call in and share, because I think it is more powerful.
I agree.
Been great, and I'm always so happy when people call in. It's fun.
It's awesome. I mean, I said to Janine before the show started, well, I have some topics we can talk about, you know, because I didn't know how many people would call in. And to have 2 hours just about of us, you know, just all talking and sharing everything, the authenticness, sharing that we're afraid to call in, sharing that we had a rough week, sharing that we wish we were going out of body more. You know, just being real, there's a reason reality TV is making such an impact, because authenticity is ready to be experienced, in my humble opinion, where we don't have to hold ourselves at a standard that, you know, I want everybody to see me like this. The beauty is showing exactly who you are in your vulnerability, in your humbleness, in our fears, in our joys. You know, there's just tremendous beauty to this. Tremendous. Wow.
And Ellen, you're still on the line, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And
yep.
I want to know if you are on Facebook.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Dennis Deitch.
How do you spell that?
D-E-N-N-I-S D-Y-C-H-E.
D-Y-C-H-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to, you can find him as my friend and then send it from there, if that helps.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, if that helps. If not, you can just search Dennis.
Just being real and asked.
You know, right on, babe.
And
look at you. Right on.
Thanks, Ellen. And Janine, you're still there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, thanks.
She hasn't gone supernova yet. Well, actually, she has, but, you know, she's still in body.
Well,
go ahead, Dennis. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Goldie and I were talking, and I thought this was going to be a little bit of show on being alone.
Well, that's if we didn't have the callers, Dennis, it would have been that. But we had the callers.
Okay.
Right.
So if I can add to this then, please.
Okay.
And I mentioned this to Goldie. It's if we're single, it's not if we may be physically single and not with a partner, it is what it is in this 3D. Just know, and I'd just like to share that we have not only source within us, with us, within ourselves, we have our quote unquote outer dimensional friends, per se, or angels or guides or whatnot. And if you're not with a person, and if you're not sharing your time with an individual, your friends or whatnot, at any particular time, you know, just for anyone listening, know that you have many friends around you.
Yes.
And to share, and they are sharing with us.
Mm.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. In all kinds of forms and
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what he's saying. Yes.
Yeah. And I feel
in other words, we're never really alone. I mean, and yet here's the Nassim Haramein truth. We're never really with anybody either. Well, the truth of the matter is he's proven scientifically that we never really touch anything outside of ourselves, and nothing outside of us actually touches us. Life influences us, but he has scientifically proven through his theories and equations that we think we've touched something. Physically, I'm talking the physical world,
mm-hmm.
but the physical world never touches something else.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of, you know, that's an interesting dynamic considering, you know, so what I was saying to Janine earlier was, so when we're in the throes of passion and we're making love with, the, you know, a partner that, you know, we're just wild about, the truth is there's really no interaction that because nothing can physically touch each other, so that truth has to be expanded to, then technically we really don't have to have a partner to reach those levels of ecstasy.
Of connections, yes.
But not just connections of, you know, the personal, oh, my God, because I think a lot of us have this feeling like the reason why we don't like being alone is because, oh, I can't get there without somebody. And it's like, no, that's not that. That's a conditioned belief. That is not a truth.
Right.
Because the truth is, they're not even really touching you when they're there.
Right. No. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know where it came from. This was mentioned to me. As soon as we, don't want to really mention this, but intercourse with another human individual. We so much share so much of our energy with them without even having that physical interaction. We are still within in the part of universe and within source, and this is the whole thing. You know, this, again, you got to help me with this, Goldie.
Okay.
And Janine, I know you know.
And Ellen. Ellen, you're helping too. God bless it.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
I know you are, babe. Go ahead. Come on. It's, we're having a cozy four people conversation on the show. I love it. I do want, let me just give a shout out. I want a shout out to Simon Varsi. I love you, Simon. Happy New Year. You are truly one of my dearest friends. Susan. Susan, may your body catch up to with all the wisdom that you are experiencing from the whole heart attack experience. I love you dearly. My beloved Scott, right on. Happy New Year, Scott. I love you. He's in the shower getting ready for our ceremony.
Marriage.
Yeah. Yes. My marriage. Yes. Okay. And if you guys want to shout out to anybody, I do have to wrap it up a little bit because I am getting married a second time here.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Very nice. So we got to kind of wrap it up a little bit.
All right. I'd just like to ask Janine.
Go ahead.
Her feelings on people feeling alone.
Okay. What about them?
Well, it's just that we're not really alone. You know?
Oh, okay.
Well,
did I say something about being alone? I don't remember.
Dennis, she's very down the rabbit hole right now. You can't throw these. I know your language. She's not so used to it. You got to be more be very direct.
Okay. Well, Jenny, you know, we're not alone. And Ellen, again, thank you. That was a beautiful sentiment with your vows.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, wait. Peter, go. Let me just share this. Hey, the call got dropped at the last moment, but I wish you well on your journey. Most exciting, and I feel very blessed to have been a part of your show this evening. And yes, Janine rocks too. What a great love affair, one under the sun. And now we is having some fun. So if you want everybody to say thank you, Grandpa. We love you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he is awesome. He is such a blessing to all of us. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm interrupting all over the place. You know.
That's okay. Your being is so much appreciated, and your connection with and the connection with Goldie is beautiful.
That goes both ways, by the way.
Yes. And Ellen, thank you for calling in too as well. This is not my show.
I know. That's why, and we do have to end this, Dennis, so you have to come to a conclusion, love.
All right, Janine. What message do you have for us?
Tonight, I think you used the word unfathomable, and I think it was because it was so palpable as to how I was being affected by Peter and you and Daniel and Ellen and Goldie. And I knew it was going to be a wonderful show, but it was even surprisingly more wonderful. And so I relaxed. I was so in deep today, probably in anticipation, but it was just so much more beautiful than I even could have imagined. And I felt it. And that was surprising how I was touched over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that Peter was there too. It was a beautiful balance. So that was another nice surprise. You know, it's wish wonderful when like the unexpected always is really kind of makes everything better, you know. So yes, that's what I have to say, and I want to thank you. And I was honored and touched, Dennis, and I respect you greatly. And I loved that you came on the show, and you were a witness. I think that was really beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Softening we receive.
Yeah.
Softening that Peter spoke of.
Yes, the softening, that's what it was.
In softening, we receive.
Yeah.
What's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I think it's important what Janine spoke about, too, about us being able to receive, you know, having the courage to be vulnerable to allow others to love us.
Yes.
That's a huge, you know, once you build the walls, it's not just the walls about protection. It's the walls of denial of love being allowed to enter,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's what I believe is flipping in this energy. What used to protect us is now just denying. It's not even protecting anymore. There's nothing we need protection from if
yeah.
all of this is us. There's nothing we need to be protected from.
I love the definition of denial is don't even notice I am lying.
Oh, right on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I see. D-E-N-I-A-L. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I've mentioned this to you before, Goldie, is knowing you're within Source and Source is within you.
Mm-hmm.
In that knowing, you're protected already.
Right. That's truth. I agree with that.
Yeah, and have no fear and have no doubt.
Well, have no doubt, but if you have fear, because, you know, if you're struggling to find a place of fearlessness, that's not authentic what you're going to experience.
No, it's not.
Instead, allow the fear and call in courage. Courage.
This is the whole thing. It's not allowing the acknowledgement of fear. It's knowing that you're not within that space.
Mm.
Right. You know, and when we bring ourselves into that space, then we become vulnerable. Right. And this is only my, you know, my adage.
Humble opinion.
Yeah. I try to keep it simple. Right.
Dennis, your love, as long as I know your heart's in the right space, which I do, I welcome you on my show to share all the love and wisdom that you have to share. Because God bless, people definitely resonate with your wisdom. And as I don't know if you listened to Thursday Night Show yet, Janine, but Anthony helped me understand. He goes, because I said, what if I disagree with somebody? How would I say that? And he goes, very simply, he goes, I just see it another way. Yeah, I was like, and you know, I was like, whoa, that was a big wisdom. Because, Dennis, I agree with what you say, except our where you see Source and where I see Source, I just see it a different way.
But
I'm learning that it's okay. Well, not that it's okay to disagree. I know it's okay to disagree. I'm actually learning the vocabulary to disagree, which makes me feel really much better about having people on the show that I disagree with, because if I have the vocabulary to do it gently and lovingly and with total respect, I don't have to limit my show to only people I agree with, because, there's lots of people I like, but I don't agree with everything they say. There's very few people that I like and almost agree with everything. I mean, very few. And so, you know, I want to open up my... It's the opening of my own heart that, you know, like having people on that I like, I just might not agree with. I just see it a different way.
It's
beautiful. It's beautiful.
This is the beautiful thing about being a human is uh-huh. we share and we learn and we offer to each other, you know, and we even teach. You know, just to offer ourselves.
Okay, offer a closing, because then we got to go.
All right.
I got to go. I got a wedding to go to, my own.
All right, Goldie, enjoy your wedding.
Thank you.
And Ellen, thank you for still holding on, if you're still there.
Yes.
Oh, she's not holding on. She's chilling. She's co-chilling with us. Sorry.
Have a beautiful,
I see it
wedding
differently.
It's so wonderful to share with each and every one of you, and It's been a privilege.
Thank you.
Right on, Alan. You brought a lot of presents. A lot of presents. Know that. All of us did.
I'm beaming. Oh. I'm beaming. My heart is beaming to each and every one of us.
Well, and just so you know, within 5 minutes of us when we hang up, the show will be archived. Simon's actually online waiting for us to hang up. He goes, boy, you Americans can just keep on talking.
That's cute.
So I said, okay, just hang on. I'll let you know when we get off because people want to hear the archives. Listen, I love you guys. This was an incredible – the gift – like I gave to Scott today the gift of life and the gift of longevity. What you guys gave me tonight was the gift of presence.
Thank you.
Incredible. We have to start doing more random shows, Janine. This is what something. We got to. I mean, we'll still do Monday nights, but we're going to start doing random shows because look at this.
Okay.
Spontaneous is what we're always saying.
Yeah, right on, babe.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, everyone, and good night.
Janine, yes.
Good night, Dennis. Thank you
so much.
Good night,
everyone. Big hug.
Good night,
happy
Ellen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ellen. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank
happy
you,
New
Dennis.
Year.
Janine,
wedding.
You're my girl. So
love
you. Janine, your phone still might ring because I might need to call. Okay, so don't go to sleep.
Okay. Love you guys.
All right. I love you guys. Thank you. We'll talk to everybody soon. All right. Namaste.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Love you all. Gotta go.
Bye.
I'm so glad we had
this time together. Started, and before you know it.